The drought may mean higher food prices and withered crops and lawns. At the movies, drought can be a metaphor for much more. Here's Katharine Hepburn in The Rainmaker.
I dreamed we had a rain, a great big rain.
Did you, Lizzie?
The lightning flashed and the thunder rolled up and down the canyon. Ooh, it was wonderful.
Drought's drought and a dream's a dream.
It was a nice dream, Noah.
Hollywood's Dream Factory has long used drought as a symbol, but how it does that has changed with the times, according to our critic, Bob Mondello.
When a fast-talking Burt Lancaster swore in The Rainmaker that he could conjure moisture from a sky that hadn't seen a cloud in months, sharp-tongued Katharine Hepburn wanted no part of him.
I read about a rainmaker. I think it was Idaho.
What'd you read, lady?
I can't remember whether they locked him up or ran him out of town.
Might be they strung him up on a sycamore tree.
Might be.
The movie was set in the Depression, but was made in the 1950s, a time when post-war Americans were convinced all obstacles could be overcome, evidently including the suspicions of a middle-aged and metaphorically dried-up spinster. So when Hepburn finally loosened up...
Got your hair down.
Yeah, she sure has changed.
Moviegoers knew the sky would soon open up.
Jimmy, for Pete's sake, stop beating that drum.
I ain't beating no drum.
Raining.
Yes, it is. Rain!
Now this, even at the time, was kind of silly. Movies from the previous two decades, being closer to the disastrous droughts of the 1930s, had treated dry spells far more seriously.
That corn is dying. I don't know what we're going to do.
King Vidor's political allegory, Our Daily Bread, was released in 1934 during the most catastrophic drought in American history. And a few years later came The Grapes of Wrath, John Ford's wrenching portrait of a generation uprooted when the Great Plains turned into a dust bowl.
The dusters, blowing like this year after year, blowing the land away, blowing the crops away, blowing us away now.
This was drought for an audience that had just lived through one. But as that experience faded into memory, Hollywood felt freer to improvise. That love story in The Rainmaker was one direction it took. Another was science fiction. Whole worlds dried up in Dune, say, or The Man Who Fell to Earth. He fell to Earth to find water for his dying planet. There was also the Western, in which man's frontier conquests were often sidetracked on dusty trails where Mother Nature proved as deadly as any bullet.
Don't move. I'll be right back. I'll get the water. Don't die like that pig. Blondie? Water, Blondie?
More recently, Mel Gibson gave us Apocalypto, a historical allegory in which the Mayan civilization combats drought with human sacrifice. And last year, an animated lizard by the name of Rango tackled a very contemporary environmental disaster. This drought is caused not by nature, but by corporate and political greed.
Someone is dumping water in the desert. I seen it with my own eyes.
Water in the desert. Was this during one of your special times?
No.
Different as these storylines are, they share a common thread, one that audiences can identify with, whether they've suffered the deprivations of hot, dry weather themselves, or only ever thirsted on the way to the refreshment stand. That common thread is resilience. In real life, drought is the absence of water. On screen, it stands in for other absences, love, strength, political will, family support, the essentials that help us cope when our environment is unforgiving. And what drought films, from Rango to The Grapes of Wrath, inevitably show in that lonely figure trudging down a dusty highway, or that tuft of grass defiant in a barren landscape, is the tenacity, the simple stubbornness of life.
We sure taking a beating.
I know. That's what makes us tough.
I'm Bob Mondello.
Rich fellas come up and they die and their kids ain't no good and they die out. But we keep a coming. We're the people that live. They can't wipe us out. They can't lick us. We'll go on forever, Pa, because we're the people.